Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very blessed and thankful to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And I do pray for all the precious brothers and sisters everywhere and ask your continued prayers for me as they are appreciated. And the broadcasts on the Daily Bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. Just always encouraging and edifying preaching, Brother Rice, of Jesus. You do speak the truth from the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may Lord help the saints to stand fast and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May Lord bless all the saints everywhere and Maranatha.
Let's bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place. Hallelujah. Come bless the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Come bless the Lord. All ye servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord, lift up your hand in the holy place and bless the Lord. And bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to bless you. We are blessed of the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your manifold blessings, your divine providence, your watchful care over us, your great goodness, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, your good and perfect gifts coming down from above, your redemption. Thank you, Lord, your great salvation. We are undeserving, Lord. Hallelujah, of the least of your mercies. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be recipients of your grace. Help me now, Father, help us. I would speak as the oracles of God. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We would give you the glory due your name. I pray in Jesus' name. We pray for healing, Lord, because healing is the children's bread and we're in need of healing. Thank you, Lord. So help us now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So I went to visit Sister Edie this morning. She's afflicted. And I noticed when I was there how nice the place is. I also noticed how much stuff she had acquired. Isn't it wonderful that we can be afflicted in such conditions as this? Yeah, I mean, if I'm going to be afflicted, nice place like Edie's in, nice comfortable bed. She's got a beautiful quilt on there. I said, where did that thing come from? I think it's one that came from Shadyside. So it came from Maryland. I said, that thing is beautiful. Nice. I sit in a nice, comfortable chair. My God. Now, many are the afflictions of the righteous. God said so. We're witnesses. But he doth deliver us out of every one of them. This old body we're in will be delivered from this bondage of corruption. Yeah, we won't always have migraine headaches and won't be any pain. No more pain. No more sorrow. No more sight. There'll be peace forevermore on that bright and golden shore. Hallelujah. What a day, what a wonderful day that will be. Thank you, Lord. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. So, yeah, how nice that we can be afflicted in such conditions as this. We suffer affliction, but with the people of God. How nice that is. I was reading Spurgeon's writings from the Morning by Morning. He says it like this. I wrote it down. If we would find Christ, if we would find Christ, we must get into communion with his people. That's what Spurgeon says. He said, we must come to the ordinances, you know, the things that we do as Christians with the saints. Isn't that good? It's the truth, isn't it? Then I'm remembering Brother Steer saying, well, why can't we live with the people of God? Well, we can. He said, well, you know, we want to come with our prescriptions. We want to come with our baggage. We want to come with our demands. We want to come. And to a degree, we all do. Y'all know that. I was telling Sister Edie, I won't be long. I said, Sister Edie, you know, it's marvelous. I think miraculous how David and Marilyn came down. They had a nice three-room house up there. Not three room, three levels is what I'm trying to say. Basement, first and second, and full of stuff. See? So for them to get here and be able to be contained, and that's a marvelous work. Of course, it's still working, though. But you must understand that when David used to go in to get ice cream every day. See what I'm saying? This is so, and he think that that's his privilege as a son of God. But it's not. You know, when he came, he considered that Honda his very own. Yes, but not just his alone. But see, God's working that out. And we understand the same thing concerning ourselves because it concerns everybody. And with us, it might not be the car. It might be something else that we consider our own when we are not our own. This is part of this work that God brings us into that glorious truth. Y'all love the truth? We're not our own. See, y'all going to rejoice in that? Well, what does that mean, Pastor? Right? It means we can't do what we want to do. It means we're in somebody's care. Y'all like it? Oh, we don't act like it, though. How about our lips? They're not our own either. We belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus belongs to me. Not for the period of time alone, but for eternity. So we would just look and see. We all work through these things. I think they've done real well. Yeah, house full of stuff. Doing things their own way and for how long? Not being under the strict discipline of a watchman, or not having saints to, you know, look at them and evaluate what they're doing. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I think they do very well. If we would just look at it like that and know that it's something that we're all going through. Huh? Work in progress, but some of us are moving too slow. See what I'm saying? Well, it's time for us to just trust God and to know that to be in his fellowship is worth anything and everything. Y'all know that? To have peace with God? Huh? No longer strangers and pilgrims? Huh? Foreigners? Thank you, Lord. Well, we need help to come into the appreciation of this. Appreciation means that you discern the value. That's one of the applications of appreciation. And what has God given us? Well, everything. So that's not the problem. The problem is how we esteem what he's given us. That's where we move too slow. And how we respond to what he's given us. That's how where we move too slow. Of course, we respond because we don't esteem. You know that. The reason we respond to our grandchildren in a certain way, because we esteem them in a certain way. It's the same reason we respond to God in a certain way. It's how we esteem him. Now, here's what he said. He said, I'm the greatest. I'm the only wise God. I'm the only Savior. I'm the one that loved you, gave myself for you. But how do we esteem that? Huh? And if we don't esteem it right, do we seek some repentance? Or do we just say, well, you know, I've done nothing. How do we do it? Hallelujah. Now, the work of grace is the work of grace, and it works. Amen. We're witnesses. We are as forlorn as we are because of God's grace. It is the distinguishing mark between men, God's grace. Other than that, there's no difference. Everybody understand? So let's give God the praise this morning. Let's give God the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, so David, you know, he thinks in a certain way, and they've just been used to doing, you know, like Teresa. Britton and Shayla, when they come, they just have a habit of going down to the store getting what they need. But we are learning not to do that, but we're moving too slow. Okay. All right. The reason David is because he hadn't been disciplined the way we have. See, you see what I'm saying? So let's have some patience. All right. Yeah, he hadn't been in this discipline. Yeah, he's been up there in Shadyside. And though he listened to the broadcast like they all do, you know, it's different. Everybody understand? Okay. So we do thank God for the discipline, for we are his disciples. And that's the Lord's doing. But we can try to help Brother David, you know, if he asks for certain things, and he does ask, which is fine. What we endeavor to do in faithfulness and righteousness is try to ask for what we need and try to find with the resources we have something that would meet our need. If not exactly what we would want, something that would meet our needs. This is how we all should do it. Right? All right. So if sometimes David is not as familiar as we are, so he may ask for stuff that we already have. Of course, he isn't the only one that do it. We do the same thing. Some, praise God, more unfaithfully than David. You know how we like to ask for certain things from the store. Now, we can do that in righteousness, but some don't know. They feel if, you know, I got a hankering for tater chips today, so I'm going to order tater chips. Well, let's try not to do that. Okay. Uh-oh. I'm just not talking right, brother. You know, the cooks, when we cook, let's look at faithfulness first. All right? That means all the stuff we have, make sure we consider how we can faithfully use that rather than what I like. That's what God requires. All right? Everybody like taters? We got them. We have to be faithful, though. We even have garlic and onions. Isn't that something? So while y'all are in your affliction, at least you have taters, garlic, and onions. See how now some of y'all look like somebody's done you wrong. God can help you, though. It's just not a good testimony when we look like someone's done us wrong. Someone may believe us. Huh? And that's not a witness for God. Am I saying this right? Your faces aren't changing, though. Listen to what I'm saying. If we're going to look like someone's done us wrong, then it's not a good testimony. Somebody might believe us. And that doesn't testify of Jesus Christ. See, don't we want to testify of him? Somebody ought to testify. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Lord. So if you can help anyone, you know, that with something that can supply their need that we already have, let them know. All right. But curbing our desires is just part of what God requires of us. You know, they'll take us where we don't need to go. That's why contentment is such a jewel. Yeah. Yeah. What will a man's lust do? Well, draw him away. Yours and mine too. Because every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his neighbor's lust, huh? Well, no. When he's drawn away of his own lust. And enticed. And then the completion of that is sin. And the end of that is death. But God has made a way for us that we might live. He's paid for our sin. Hallelujah. I guess the more we live, the more we are ungrateful, huh? But he still did it. You understand that? Us being ungrateful doesn't change that God did. Even our responses doesn't change. Yeah, God is all that he say he is. And he's good, like you say. He's righteous. He's faithful. He's all wise. And he purchased you. So no matter how we respond, the truth is the truth. Hallelujah. He purchased us with his own blood. Not with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the incorruptible blood of Christ. How about it? Thank you, Danielle. I see you woke up over there this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if we would find Christ, would we find him? The preacher said we must get into communion with his people. Well, here we are. That is an indication of someone walking in the light when they seek out God's people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Of course, there's a strange doctrine. Certain men crept in unawares, ungodly men. Now, when old Steve writes that down in Chino, he talks of hybrids. But these ungodly men, they're just men. You understand? Grievous wolves, they have two legs. That's just their nature. He's talking about men. When Paul said, I fought with beasts, he's talking about men. See? Not some hybrids that the angels and the men got together and procreated. That's not possible. No, it's not. All right. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're sons of God by the will of God, by the word of God. Hallelujah. And he's begun a good work in us. I hold to it. No matter how we respond, no matter how we look, and his promise, he can't lie. The good work that he has begun, he will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. He will finish the work. He will cut it short in righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Of course, most of my Christian life, my quest has been to find God's people. I just didn't know where to look. I've always wanted to be with God's people. So in all of my seeking, you know, I would seek for people that weren't divided. Really? Absolutely. I was under the notion we are all Christ and let's come together and worship together. But lo and behold, I learned that there were many divisions. There were God's people there. I was one of them. looking for the unity. That's the people of God. Is that all right?
Amen.
We are the people of God.
Hallelujah.
A work in progress. However, God's people maintain that we are Christ. We don't name any other thing. If any man, you know, name the name of Christ. This is how we determine God's people. Then let him depart from iniquity. Let him depart from being a white man, a Baptist, a Methodist. That's how I read it. If we, our identity is Christ, that's who we are. We're not Republicans. Our identity is Jesus Christ. We're who we are because of Christ. He's in us. He lives in us. He works in us. He moves in us. And at that day, he's going to raise us up. See? But naturally, we identify, we have all other kind of identities. The world is full of it. Yeah. Feminist and all other kind of things. You know. Well, we're not feminist. No. We're Christians. We belong to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, can we be Christians and Republicans? No. That's we are who we are. That's what I'm saying. If we're going to say we're Republican Christians, then we're not Christians. We're Republicans. Huh? We're cowboy Christians? Then we're not Christians. We're cowboys. See? Christ is Christ, and we belong to Christ. We're Christians. Huh? That's what God purchased, Christian. He didn't purchase any Republicans. So we can't be Republicans. See? We are his people. We are the sheep of his pasture. That's by his own doing. The work is he's bringing us into agreement with that. Y'all know that? He's bringing us into the agreement with him. The truth, the acknowledgement thereof. And the love thereof. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. The preacher went on to say, what blessings might we encounter? I like Spurgeon's writings. What blessings? This is very provocative. What blessings might we encounter in the Spirit's benign presence? You know, in the presence of the Lord, walking in the Spirit. What manner of blessings might we find? Isn't that intriguing? Of course, we know the answer, don't we? Well, we should look like we know the answer then. We shouldn't look afar off this morning. Huh? We should think on the things that are true and honest and good and just. Amen? Hallelujah. We should meditate upon his law day and night. We do meditate, you know. So Lord, help us to meditate upon your law continuously. He's written his laws in our hearts. He's put them in our minds. So it's very simple for us to meditate upon them. Yes, it is. Well, we'll have to apply ourselves, though. Though it's simple, it's not automatic. Nothing is. We're in this body of sin, so we have to overcome it continuously. Now, I know you all had a bath and you washed your face and combed your hair. That doesn't mean anything. You're still in a body of sin. Y'all understand? Some think when they put on their perfume, you're still in a body of sin, say. Hallelujah. But the greater one is in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. To subdue your iniquity. To give you overcoming grace. So that we can overcome the evil with the good. We won't overcome evil with evil. Satan won't cast out Satan. We do overcome evil with good. And the good man is in you. Hallelujah. Then it makes for a good meditation, a good composition, you know, and you can say like David, my heart is indicting a good matter, you know, cause I'm filled with the Holy Ghost and I'm in his presence. So there's blessings in the presence of this Holy Spirit. What might they be? Let me meditate upon them. Let me embrace them. See, that's how we ought to do it. But of course, if we aren't careful, we'll go in the way of the flesh. Huh? And of course, it meditates on something that it think it deserved when we deserve nothing. And meditate on what folk have done to me and they've done nothing to you. Y'all understand that? Since we belong to Christ, that no one can do us wrong. If we maintain that we can be done wrong, then we deny Christ. Now, I'm going to say it like that. There's no one done you wrong. Absolutely not. If they've transgressed, missed the mark, sinned, well, they've given you opportunity to forgive them and to love them. To use your fervent charity to cover the multitude of sin. Well, we don't look at, well, we need to look at it like that. Y'all see how I make that a saying because it's in my, I don't just say that, you know, for poetry. No, it's life to me because it is the truth. And the more I say it, the more I become a part of it. It become a part of me. It is the truth. No one has done us wrong. No. In light of what Christ has done, that's what I'm saying. No one has done us wrong. We've all encountered things, but when we put Christ in the equation, then we can say, well, no one done me wrong. And we can also say, these are but light afflictions. And even they are working out for us eternal things. So if no one done me wrong, I've gotten better than I deserve. We get it down in our hearts. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Looked like there was a little tension in the kitchen this morning. But, you know, that's, we're men. But we can overcome it. I'm a witness. Praise the Lord. Why? Because we're overcomers. God said so. By the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony, we love not our lives to the death. In the renewing of the mind, we don't look to the other person, you know. If every time something's contentious we look to the other person, then we don't look for righteousness. You understand? Praise the Lord, even if they miss the mark, come on. God's dealing with you. Well, make sure when your face looks the way it does, it looks that way concerning you, not concerning the other person. Am I saying it right? Huh? See, that's what I'm endeavoring to do now. You know, some of you are looking at me this way. Well, I'm saying, well, you know, God dealing with me. Ain't I saying it right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to measure up by his grace. Huh? I'm not going to fail him because he's not going to fail me. Don't lay it to their charge, oh God. Hallelujah. Yeah, may they walk in this joy, walk in this peace. I'll be done shortly. Praise the Lord. So this is a good way to meditate, huh? I mean, we could go from any angle, pick it up anywhere, and we'd come into the joy and peace. Absolutely. See how we did with eating? She's in affliction, but my God, what a manner to be afflicted, huh? Nice, spacious living quarters, tight, dry, huh? Comfortable bed, beautiful quilt. Our saints come pray with her, saints pray for her. What a way to endure infliction. Affliction. See what I mean? Charlene, the same way. Now she's afflicted, but my God, she is blessed. She got a comfortable bed, she got a comfortable sofa, she got a comfortable chair, huh? She got all the comforts of life over there in her light affliction. Saint. So, yeah, she's afflicted, but my God, what a way, huh? Aren't we something? Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Was, you know, she had to remember that. She started off a little bit slow. Y'all remember? Charlene blasted her. Charlene don't remember when she blasted us up. Praise the Lord. We took it patiently. Amen. Right. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm over here, man. I'm afflicted. I ain't got nothing to eat. Man, why don't you pick up your telephone and call us? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. And see, God knows all we have to do is call him. Yeah. Come on. Don't you know I'm down here, I'm afflicted, God, and Neil's doing me wrong? Pick up your telephone. Hallelujah. He's on the main line. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, some of the things that Brother Spurgeon writes is talking about blessings associated with the presence of the Spirit. Life. How about that? Comfort. The God of all comfort. Isn't that something? The Father of mercies. The God of all comfort. Isn't that something? Who comforted us? He comforted us in all our tribulations. See? That's what the Bible said. Y'all aren't going to disagree with that, are you? Now, sometimes we like to look like, you know, we're in this situation, ain't got no comfort. We ain't got no peace. We, you know, like old Charlie Jones, ain't got no friends. Everybody doing me wrong. Well, at least he's asking for prayer, so Lord help him. Hallelujah. We have a friend in Jesus. And since we have a friend in Jesus, we have a friend in our neighbor. Y'all don't know that? Hallelujah. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God. What peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Everything. In everything give thanks. Be careful for nothing in everything. With prayer, I mean, with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to God. All right, so we pray about everything and worry about nothing. Thank you, Lord, knowing that God is on the case. You know that? Hallelujah. He knows the way you take. He's moving righteously concerning you and your situation. So no need to look down. Lift up your head. Look up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Y'all know that the Lord knew all about Joseph and his brothers. How about that? Praise the Lord. Would God allow something like that? I'm telling you, yes. Hallelujah. What was God doing? He was getting Joseph down to the throne. Right, getting him down to Egypt. Praise the Lord. Why? Well, so he could save God's people. Isn't that all right? Hallelujah. Well, could he have done it? Well, he could have, but he's the all-wise God. So he did it in a way that worked out manifold things. And that's how he's doing with your situation. I know if it was up to you, just... Well, just make Pastor Rice leave me alone, God. Well, he'll do that, but you know, after he works out, while he works out what he needs to work out. Is that all right? I'm your friend, you know. Hallelujah. Yeah, because he's our friend. We're friends of God. Heirs of God. Joint heirs with Christ. Yeah, we're his children. Thank you, Lord. So the preacher says life, 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 life. That's number one. That's what we get in Christ, who is our life. He is our light. Because of him, we live and will live. Everybody understand? Not just for now. We will live in peace, in his presence forever. How about that?
Hallelujah.
Now, let's not be Jonahs and endeavor to flee from God's presence. We are not able to do it. Life and comfort. How about it? Light. That's like understanding. You know, I can see wherein we were once in darkness. But in the presence of the Spirit, we have light. We have understanding. Purity. Well, can we get that out of man? Well, when God puts it in him. Purity. Purity. There's something special about purity. First of all, it's not mixed. Purity means purity. Hallelujah. Blessed are the pure in heart. That's pure. Single heart. Single eye. That means not a whole bunch, just single. And that's who we are in Christ. We are Christ. Singular. Purity. There's dross, but God's going to get rid of it. Y'all know what dross is? You know how God gets rid of dross? The heat. Right. Thank you, Bakia. Now, y'all can act like I'm making this up, or you can just say, yeah, that's right. We've experienced the heat already, Pastor Wright. And we will continue to experience the heat. You know, so God can get rid of the dross. The heat has no harm to the good stuff. No. Heat is not a threat to gold. No, the more heat it gets, the better the gold gets. Because more impurities come out. So that the trial of our faith, the trial of our faith being more precious than gold that perish, might be found under praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus. Hallelujah. Life and comfort, light, purity. We all like this one. Power. We have power. However, we may deny the power. That's when we have a form of godliness. We name the name, but we say we can't, or it's impossible. We can do all things. This is the power. Through Christ who strengtheneth us. Of course, in our affliction, it lets us know how much we need the Lord. I mean, Kurt called me to pray for Edie, and then that lets me know that hey, I need God. Because if I could do it, I'd go down and heal her. But I have to call on the healer. And I have no problem with that. But anytime we see someone afflicted, sick, or whatever, it should tell us, my God, how helpless we are in ourselves.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But how much power we have in Christ. Because when I ask him, I certainly believe him. We shouldn't ask God and not believe him. So I said, raise Edie up, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I believe it's done. Of course, her affliction is with purpose, and we certainly want that done too. Like all of our afflictions, they are with purpose. That's why we have so many of them. And God will deliver us out of them all. But they have to work the work that he intends. For it's God that worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. That's why we're afflicted. So thank you, Lord, for all my afflictions. Hallelujah. Thank you for all my afflictions. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, run on, Gino. Oh, thank you, Lord. So isn't it wonderful in the presence of God? Oh, help me, Jesus. Power and peace. Men talk about peace, but they don't know. It says it like this, the way of peace they know not. Huh? They war they know. Peace they know not. Yeah, the war is one of the wise sins in the book is an indication of man's failure. Absolutely. Every war, there's no success in it. It just shows that we missed the mark. Y'all know that, don't you? Hallelujah. There's a war going on. It's the only good war. It's the only good fight. Huh? It's the fight against good and evil. Hallelujah. It won't always be going on. No. We have time so that it could manifest, but it don't manifest in eternity. Oh, no. Huh? There'll be peace forevermore on that bright and golden shore. Hallelujah. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. When I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. The preacher said, as sacred oil, he anoints the head of the believer. Sets him apart to the priesthood of saints. Y'all know we're priests? So this is what the Holy Ghost does. It anoints us with sacred oil. Sets us apart to the priesthood of saints. That we could offer up gifts, spiritual gifts, acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. As he sets us apart, he gives the grace so we can execute the office. All right. Y'all know whatever God's called us to do, he's given us the grace to do it. How dare we say we can't love Neil? Huh? Yeah. I mean, God is love. We can love our enemies. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. So what God's called us to, kings and priests. Hallelujah. He's also anointed us and given us grace that we might execute our office. So we can have fervent charity among ourselves. Yes, God's grace is sufficient. We can have fervent charity. Above all, y'all know that's required of us. The end of the commandment is charity. Out of a pure heart, a good conscience, and faith unfeigned. Thank you, Lord. All right. So these are good meditations. I was blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, give God the praise. Sometime he talks of cordial. A cordial is speaks of something that's warm and sincere and friendly. Hallelujah. Cordial greeting. That's how we should greet our neighbor, cordially. Huh? Glad to see you, Tim. Make sure we do it now. Like I say, I endeavor to have a good encounter, pleasant encounter when I meet you. I know that's not on you, that's on me. If I'm going to say, well, I want to have a pleasant encounter with Tim, hope he's not a butthole today. won't get it done. Hallelujah. But I'm going to meet up with Timothy, and I'm going to esteem him as a son of God. And let the love that's shed abroad in my heart be shed abroad. So it's not dependent on Timothy. Y'all know that, don't you? Hallelujah. Nothing that we have to do depend on the other person. No. We have grace to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. In the presence of Kurt, in the presence of Terry, even in your presence. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Cordial. It can also mean strong, intense. Thank you, Lord. Well, if it's warm, sincere, and friendly, it'd be good to have it strong and intense too, huh? Thank you, Lord. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that hath suffered in the flesh hath ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. So there you see a difference. Lust of men, will of God. Never the same. Can't ever be the same. The lust of the flesh is against the will of God. The lust of the flesh against the will of God. Pride of life. Lust of the eye. These things are all of the world. As Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, you know that? He suffered in the flesh, but for us. Arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Hallelujah, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. Let us say it in truth and in sincerity, not my will, but thine be done. Hear my Lord. What would you have me to do? Where would you have me to go? What would you have me to harvest out of the garden today? By the way, he wants us to harvest strawberries. Is that okay? Hallelujah. That's pretty smooth, huh? We try to get it all in there. Hallelujah. And aren't we blessed? We have strawberries to harvest. And upon harvesting them, we can do like we did this morning. Eat them. Along with the blueberries. David is faithful to harvest them. Thank you, Lord. For the time past, our life may suffice us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lasciviousness, lust, listen to it, lust, excess of wine, revelings, banquetings, and abominable idolatries. When they think it strange that you run not with them to the same excess, to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you, who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead. For this cause was the gospel preached unto them as well as unto us. Thank you, Lord, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. 1 Peter 4:7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer, and above all things have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin. All right. James says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, y'all know that's possible. If any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way hath saved a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. Now, the end of the commandment is charity, out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and faith unfeigned, from which some have swerved or moved away from, turned aside unto vain jangling. Desiring to be teachers of the law, understanding neither what they say nor whereof they affirm. We know that the law is good if a man use it lawfully, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and mothers, murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. That's what the law is for. According to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. And I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry, who was before a blasphemer and a persecutor and injurious, but I obtained mercy. How about you? Because I did it ignorantly and in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceeding abundant with faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, whom I'm chief. Thank you, Lord. Howbeit, for this cause I've obtained mercy, that in me Jesus Christ might show forth all long suffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe. That's us. We know how long suffering it was with Paul. That's how long suffering he is with us. Paul was a pattern. All right. Hallelujah. Now we have obtained mercy. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be glory, honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Let the church say, let the church say, let the church say, amen, amen, amen. Come on, church, sing, amen, like you mean it now, amen. Little louder now, amen, 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 amen. All right. So let us endeavor to curb our lust. Is that all right? So we won't wear Brother Dennis out. All right. Thank you, Lord. We need to be careful about food. We have food here. Y'all know that. More than we need. Good, holy food. Sanctified food. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let us give ourselves to be partakers of this grace. Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. So, yeah, Brother Dennis, he's a nice fellow, but come on. Let's not take his kindness for weakness. Is that all right? Hallelujah. You all know it's a godly exercise to be content? Hmm? You don't have to fight anybody for it, you know? See? And godliness with contentment is great gain. Again, it goes along with all of God's gifts are good and perfect. But the old man, the nature of man, just won't accept it. Huh? We won't accept that, you know, the strawberries that we have to eat here and the taters that we have to eat here are better than the stuff that we order. See? That's something that opposes that, you know. But. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. I found it to be, it's like doing something. You know, once you sell your mind to do it, then it's easy. As long as you got the complaining in it, it's hard. It's, y'all don't, I'm not asking y'all. See, this is what I know myself. As long as you got the complaining, it's a long, tough road to hoe. But once you settle it in your heart, this is what needs to be done. This is what I need to do. From then on out, it's easy. I know. I'm not asking y'all. So sometimes we just want to be stubborn and, you know, full of hell. So we complain. And it's hard, but, you know, that's because you make it hard. Jesus said, you know, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And on the other hand, it said the way of the transgressor is hard. See? Because he's resisting God. That's hard. Resisting the truth. That's hard. But when we submit to God, easy. Huh? We acknowledge the truth. Easy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Whew. Now, talking about sons of God, you know, the scripture tells us concerning Jacob and Esau, they were brothers after the flesh. They were not God's son after the flesh. Jacob was, not Esau. So it's not by anything physical. Again, the book is full of proof. Huh? And neither of them had done any good or evil. It had been determined. See? And neither have we done any good or evil. I mean, no good in us. It's been determined. And when you think of being chosen of God, you know, for this great salvation, when you really think about it, it works something good. And it calls you to give something good to God. Absolutely. And we like to get mad at the, them terrible sinners. You know, they do abortions and all kind of things. Well, but for the grace of God, we do the same thing. So understand, huh? Thank you, Lord. They do what God ordained them to do, and we do what God has ordained us to do. As it's written in Romans 9, as it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. It all has to do with the will of God. What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? God forbid. For he said to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. Y'all rejoice. Hallelujah. And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So listen, it's not of him that willeth. Not of him that runneth, but God that showed mercy. Hallelujah. Well, the scripture says unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy. Thank you, Lord, for having mercy on me. And whom he will, he hardeneth. Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another vessel unto dishonor? What if God will ensure his wrath and make his power known? Endure with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted to destruction. God made them. He made them for that purpose. How about us? That he might make known the riches of his glory on the vessels of mercy. That's why he made us, and for that purpose. Hallelujah. Which he had prepared before time. Just, he had afore prepared. See? Before we were formed in the womb. Even us whom he had called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. As he also said in Hosea, I will call them my people, which were not my people, and her beloved, which was not beloved. And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said unto them, ye are not my people. There shall they be called the children of the living God. Hallelujah. I am my beloved and he is mine. His banner over me is love. I am my beloved and he is mine. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. He brought me to his banqueting table. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. His banner over me is love. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. His banner over me is love. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. His banner over me is love. His banner over me is love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Brother David, I guess you'll have to pray for us. So cheer up, my brothers. Hallelujah. You're in a good place. Lord's been good to you. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Father, for another day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity, Father, to wait upon you. And we need to do it patiently, Lord. And we need to do it, Lord, and just hope in you, Lord. For we know you are the blessed hope of your people. So we look to you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Each and every day we need you, Lord, to help us along the way. So help us, Father, today to walk after your commandments, Lord, and to do your will. We need your help, Lord. Always strengthen our hands today to labor, Lord. Touch our dear sister.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, touch all those who are afflicted, Lord. And
yes, Lord.
Those who are in pain, Lord, and touch them even now, Father. Only you, Lord, can heal us, and we need to look to you, Lord, for vain is the help of man. So thank you, Father, for all that you do for us, Lord, each and every day. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we need your help, Lord, in this battle. So help us to go forth in this battle, Lord, and help us to be ready. Oh, to be ready at all times, Lord. For the enemy, he does not sleep. So we need your help, Father, and thank you for your holy angels, which encamp about those who fear you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let your fear be upon us, Lord. Let it never depart from before our eyes. And, oh, Lord God, lead us, Lord, into the way you would have us to go. What would you have us to do today, Lord? Help us to do it more perfectly, Lord. Help us to work together as one, that we might do all things well in Christ. And thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus, for being our everything, Lord. You are our everything, Lord, and you have done it all. So let us follow in your footsteps, Lord. Let us today deny ourselves. Let us take up our cross, that we might follow you, Lord. Lead us, Lord God, into the paths of righteousness for thy name's sake. And lead us, Lord, into the way of everlasting life. Oh, Father, touch your people wherever they may be, Lord. Be with those who are lonely. Be with those behind prison walls, Lord. Help them, Father. Help them, Lord, to stand and then stand. Help them, Father. Help us all, Lord, to remain steadfast in the faith. And let us be full of faith when you come, looking for faith, Lord. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother David, for praying for us. God bless you, precious saints of the Most High God. Strawberry harvest, strawberry harvest. Strawberry harvest. Hallelujah. Maranatha, the Lord is coming.